The story of Blessed Stanley Rother includes discussion of government persecution and torture. If you're listening with younger ears, you may want to screen these episodes first. Thank you for listening.
It's 1968, a year of protest and violent civil unrest. 33-year-old Father Stanley Rother has been serving the people of Oklahoma for 5 years. But now, his bishop calls him to a private meeting and proposes a move from the safety of America's heartland to the uncertainty of a small nation entrenched in vicious civil war.
The Saints, Adventures of Faith and Courage. Stanley Rother, Episode 2, Road Trip. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
The Tzoutahil people are descendants from the Mayan Indians. As you know, Micatocla is our mission in Santiago Atitlan, Guatemala. Beautiful lake, beautiful land, beautiful people, but they live in extreme poverty. Father Frank was supposed to go, but at the last minute, plans changed. We'd like you to go, Stanley.
Guatemala, Bishop Reed?
St. James the Apostle is a 400-year-old parish. Until we arrived with the Oklahoma Mission, there wasn't a priest in residence for over a century.
Am I qualified to be a missionary? I've only ever served as a parish priest.
With your farming and mechanical skills, you're the best chance they have at a better life. Frankly, we should have sent you sooner.
Voluntas Dei.
God's will be done.
Glad you found the rectory. Most people pass it. I really need to trim those bushes. Father Rother, I presume.
Good morning, Father Stafford. I appreciate you taking the drive with me. Call me Stan.
Good morning, Stan. Call me Tom. Cool truck. Always wanted a Ford Bronco. Test drove a red and white one just like this.
Let's hope she makes it to Guatemala.
I've been looking forward to our road trip.
It sure would have been a lot shorter if you flew to Guatemala instead of driving there with me from Oklahoma.
Most people bring a suitcase or two. You, Stanley Rother, bring a 1,000-pound rock picker?
A man needs his tools.
No, really? We're going to drive 2,000 miles with that in tow?
We are.
Why?
You're the veteran missionary in this car. You tell me.
Why do I have the distinct feeling that Tzoutahil Indians are going to learn to farm like an Oklahoman?
Because they are. They grow corn, right?
They do. It's their main staple.
Well, how much do they make selling their crops?
$50 a year for a whole family.
Who can live on that?
They barely produce enough to eat. They grow it on a small plot, as much as a 3 or 4 hour walk from their home.
We're changing that. We need to get them some land and open a co-op so they can sell what they grow.
How do you propose we do that with civil unrest brewing almost daily?
Faith.
So, Stan, who's the patron saint of mufflers?
We're almost there. I'll take a look. It's chalk. Torn off from these terrible roads. Wow. Look at that view.
Have you ever laid eyes on anything like this?
Oh, breathtaking.
A massive volcanic crater with the deepest freshwater lake in Central America right smack in the middle of it.
The glassy blue water. So peaceful. The way it drifts past the village.
Mystical. is the way I describe it. Huge volcanoes tower in the background, the rugged cliffs, the lush greenery around the lake.
I've never seen anything like it. Look at the tiny huts scattered over by the jungle.
The people may be poor, but they live in God's magnificent landscape.
Okay, so where do I go from here?
Make a right. The church square is at the end of the road.
We're here.
Bienvenido a Santiago, Father Rother. Good night, Stan. I'm turning in.
The last night here. These last few weeks have gone too fast.
I have to leave before dawn to catch the bus. My parish is on the other side of the lake.
It won't be the same without you. I'm a newcomer among these veteran volunteers and missionaries. I'm pretty quiet, and they're...
extroverts!
Well, I guess you could say that.
Stan, you have one very important thing over the lot of them.
Oh?
You can fix anything. Those ladies were thrilled when you cleaned, painted, and installed lights in the bathroom on the women's wing of the complex.
I'm pretty familiar with that kind of work. Seems to be my trademark these days.
Don't underestimate the power of those skills and how they can change the lives of the beautiful people here just trying to survive.
I'll try to remember that.
I've got to hit the sack. 3 a.m. comes very early.
You'll be missed by the sisters. You make them laugh. Sister Anna Maria said she's packing you her famous lunch for the trip.
That would be very welcomed.
Father Stafford, I'm so grateful.
Stan, for 2 weeks I've been telling you to call me Tom.
Tom, thank you, Tom, for helping me to understand this place, these people, and the law of the land.
It's another world.
I was just writing to my sister, telling her exactly that.
Be careful, Stan.
I will.
God bless you, my friend.
Dear Marita, the past 2 weeks have been revealing. The people themselves are quite exceptional here, but there is great poverty. The typical 12 by 12 thatched huts with dirt floors are crammed together and house whole families.
Welcome to my home, Padre.
Thank you for inviting me, Juan. Candelaria, I brought your wedding picture from the fiesta.
Oh, so beautiful. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
We only have what we forage from the fields, but we are honored to share with you.
Our donors in Oklahoma sent additional funds, so we can pay you more, Juan, for the work you're doing to help me translate the gospel into Tzotzil.
Tzotzil has only ever been spoken, never written. I'm impressed how well you're picking it up already.
I'd say it's a Holy Spirit thing. Languages have never been my strong point. I was surprised when I arrived here to find there's no word for Stan in the Tzotzil language.
Lucky for you, you have me, your personal translator. What is your middle name?
Francis. It's my baptismal name.
Aplas is the translation for Francis. Padre Aplas.
Then Padre Aplas it is.
Padre Aplas. Please sit.
Well, it'll be a joy to celebrate Mass and share the New Testament in the language of the people.
Taste. I hope you like.
My favorite. Finished.
Do you need anything else before I go to my room, Padre?
No, thank you, Sister Ana Maria. I'm gonna sit in the living room, smoke my pipe, and listen to some music.
Good night, then.
Sleep well, sister.
The last dish is done. Time to relax.
Sister Ana Maria, how are you after the other night?
I'm petrified to close my eyes, Padre. I say the rosary hoping to fall asleep.
No luck?
None.
I'll say a rosary for you when I'm finished with this letter.
You've been at the table for hours.
I have to tell them back home what happened here. People need to know.
Would you like some soup?
I'd love some. Dearest Mother and Dad, greetings in these first days of the new year of 1981. Hoping that this is one of joy and peace in your home and among your friends. I had a touch of the stomach flu Christmas Eve and couldn't have Mass, but I was able to celebrate Christmas evening. Things have been pretty quiet the past couple of weeks until just last Saturday night. Diego, probably the most sought-after catechist, had been staying in the rectory off and on, and almost constantly of late. He'd been eating and sleeping here, and usually visiting his wife and two kids in the late afternoon. He had a key to the house, and as he was approaching Saturday night, about 7:45...
Who are you? Go away. Please, go away.
Into the truck, catechist.
He was intercepted by a group of four kidnappers.
Get in the truck.
Please, go!
Three apparently tried to grab him at the far side of the porch.
He said, in the truck.
Help me! Ayúdame!
Get him off the banister. I can't budge him.
Ayúdame! Help!
Muffle him!
Help! No!
Don't just stand there. Get him off that banister now.
He will hurt you. Let go.
Padre Aplast! Help me!
You're double the size of this guy. Get him into the truck now.
Let go, or I'll...
Lord, have mercy. Please, no. Diego!
One more word, and we take the nun.
Those shots were in the air. The next one won't be. Get inside!
I was listening to music, but also heard the noise. And by the time I realized what was happening and got outside...
Vamos! Get him in the truck!
They had taken him down the front steps of the church and were putting him in a waiting truck.
Come on, apúrense! Go, go! Get out of here! Go!
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 3, Unrest, to hear the next installment of Stanley Rother. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.